Let me just tell everyone something right away. Everything was lined up perfectly. I'd done my research. I had read a couple articles. She was surrounded in controversy. So that was definitely a lot of stuff there to talk about. I had some other projects I needed to work on. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to go to bed. I know that I've been pushing the Tulsi Gabbard podcast off for quite a few episodes of this now. This is not the first time I've done it. Anyway, everything's lined up. I go to bed to get some sleep. Wake up first thing in the morning. Here's what I see on my phone. Bernie Sanders has entered the 2020 presidential race. Oh, wow. How do I not cover that? How do I go to Tulsi Gabbard, someone who announced a while ago, not known by just about anyone, to go in ahead of Bernie Sanders, one of the most established figures in the party? So I have to do this podcast. I have to talk about Bernie Sanders right now. Tulsi Gabbard, if you're listening to this, I sincerely apologize. And anyone who wants to listen to Tulsi Gabbard, don't worry. I will definitely do it soon. I know I keep saying that, but I researched it all. Everything's ready for me to do it. But I'm sorry, Tulsi. You are no Bernie Sanders. I have to talk about him right now. Let's get right into it. So the first thing, before I really start getting into Bernie Sanders himself, so I love Bernie Sanders. He is one of my favorite politicians. He has been for a while now. I have listened to two of his audiobooks. I've never gone to see him speak, but I hope to in the future. I really like him because he cuts to the chase really quickly. One of the things when after he announced, a lot of people were talking about him on the media. One of the things someone said about him is, you know how most politicians kind of have that charisma and they can deflect questions really easily. People just love to hear him speak, but they kind of beat around the bush on a lot of key issues. Bernie Sanders is not that. Bernie Sanders always says it as it is. Not the Trump way of saying that, the Bernie Sanders way of saying that. He, in his lifetime, has always been a leader on key issues. Like always. This is the thing that drives me crazy with the so-called progressive candidates, such as Gillibrand, Klobuchar, Booker, Harris, even sometimes Warren. You know what sometimes drives me crazy about them? Sometimes, not always, but sometimes, the only reason that they support, let's just say, $15 an hour minimum wage. Let's just take that policy. Why do you think they support it? Do you think they really care deeply about that? No. What they care about is gaining votes. Some of those people that I just mentioned, the only reason that they support many of the bills, many key policies of Bernie Sanders, is because they want people to vote for them. That doesn't sound too bad, right? Politician, it's a good idea. But we want someone who is a leader. Someone who can lead our country with core values. Bernie Sanders has been doing that throughout his whole life. He's always been super radical. He marched alongside Martin Luther King Jr. in the civil rights movement. He has been standing up for what he believes in for basically his whole life. Another key example of this is Bernie Sanders, since the 90s, has supported gay marriage. Hillary Clinton, not so much. Hillary Clinton didn't support gay marriage for a while. Only when it started becoming popular and she was losing support because of it, did she change. I do believe that her opinion did change. I'll give her credit for that. You can just see there, the mold. Bernie Sanders leading on this issue, making it mainstream. Hillary Clinton following him with this issue. I'm not saying that you should go out and slam Hillary Clinton for not always supporting it, because people can change. And that is good that she did support it in the end. But that'll just give you a glimpse into Bernie Sanders and his ways of going about things. A newly gained advantage that Bernie Sanders has, that he has gained since he ran in 2016, is that when he ran in 2016, people didn't know who the hell he was. Hillary Clinton, people knew who that was. She is an established figure in the party. People remembered her husband's presidency. They definitely knew who she was. Bernie Sanders, not so much. People didn't know Bernie Sanders. When he came out with these radical bills like $15 an hour minimum wage or Medicare for all, people thought he was nuts. But here's the thing. A grassroots movement with tons of people, tons of support, started to come. He built himself a legacy in the party. He built the progressive part of the Democratic Party. He should be considered a founding father of the modern progressive movement. If there was a Mount Rushmore of famous progressives, he'd be right up there in the place of George Washington. He went from being a little-known mayor of a small town in Vermont to becoming a senator, an independent senator. He was not affiliated with the Democratic Party when he ran for Senate, and I think any of his terms, because he wanted to appeal to everyone. He went from being a senator to running for president against one of the most seasoned figures in the entire party. That takes a lot. But as I said before, he built himself a brand. And that is a distinct advantage that he has leading into this next election. People know who he is. People know what he supports. He's up there with Joe Biden as one of the most seasoned members of the party and a person that people can point at and say, hey, that's Bernie Sanders. I know what he supports. I know who he is. I'd consider voting for him for this reason, X, Y, and Z. So that takes a lot of work to build yourself a brand like that. So that is probably his biggest advantage. Oh, and the fact of how things are playing out right now. So, Bernie Sanders hasn't lost a lot of supporters. A lot of the people that originally supported Bernie Sanders probably still support him. The more, I don't want to say conservative part of the party, but the less far left part of the party just straight up has more candidates running. There's candidates that call themselves progressive, but are really not supported by the progressive movement, such as Amy, Kamala, and there's others too. So, with the lesser progressive part of the party, there's going to be a lot more splitting votes. And when you throw in Howard Schultz into that mix, let's just say he does run as a Democrat. He might not, but he also might. Or, sorry, that is a bad example. How about Michael Bloomberg, who would definitely run as a Democrat, definitely closer to center. That would just split up the vote even more. So Bernie Sanders, he's got a lot of people. A lot of people on the side. And I've been talking for about 11 minutes now. Haven't even started to get into his policy. Go watch one of his videos. Go look up his, look up his policy online. Read his book. If you are new to politics, you probably won't know about a lot of his issues. But if you've been in politics for a while, you've been following him, then you definitely know what Bernie Sanders supports. In the first 24 hours of his campaign, he raised $6 million. None of that was from millionaires or billionaires. That was from people. The average donation on his last campaign was $27. That was one of the set donation amounts on his website. Still is up there. Go donate to him if you feel the need to. Just think about that. How many people have to donate $6 million worth at an average donation of $27? I don't want to do the math right now. I did a lot of math today. But that's a hell of a lot of people. Compared to Amy, Kamala, Warren, all the other people. They got maybe a million in their first 2 days, which was good for their campaigns. Bernie Sanders got 6 million in a day. I have a lot more to talk about Bernie Sanders. So I'm going to label this podcast Bernie Sanders Part 1. Part 2, I'll come back I don't know when a good time to come back to that would be. But I will come back to Bernie Sanders very soon. Talk about his issues, talk about his chances, talk about all that. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Have a nice night.